Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Although gold and silver prices have risen significantly in the past 10 days, it is possible they may soar in the coming weeks. Here are four developments given inadequate news coverage by the mainstream media that could spark skyrocketing prices. First, using the M2 definition, the Federal Reserve's latest weekly report of the U.S. money supply showed that it rose by its greatest percentage in history, except for two other weeks. The first was a week including September 11, 2001. The second exception was the week when Lehman Brothers failed in 2008. For the Federal Reserve to create so much liquidity must mean that something really bad and very big is on the brink of financial catastrophe. While I don't know exactly why the Fed is doing this, there are a lot of possibilities. For instance, Standard & Poor's downgrade of U.S. government debt triggered default provisions or credit downgrades in a number of municipal bonds and corporate debt. This has to be putting a strain on potentially trillions of dollars of derivatives that supposedly protect against such negative events. Another possibility is that the banks in the Eurozone may be in such poor condition that a bank holiday may be declared, similar to what President Franklin Roosevelt declared in the U.S. in 1933. The stock prices of many of the largest banks in the Eurozone have fallen 20 to 40% or more in the past month or so, creating substantial risk of failures. The second risk is that if the U.S. dollar index closes on Friday below 73.7, that will be a technical signal that the U.S. dollar will quickly fall further in value. The index closed Monday at 74.07. Third, the current difference in the interest rate between BBB and BB rated U.S. bonds now exceeds 3%. This is a technical signal that the financial risk in the U.S. economy has more than doubled over the past month. This disparity in interest rates says there is a developing liquidity crisis similar to the worst that occurred in 2008. This development almost certainly means that a lot of investment money has been pulled out of high-yield bonds and used to purchase precious metals. Fourth, last week, Venezuela announced that it was going to repatriate the 211 tons of its gold reserves held by banks in the U.S., England, and elsewhere, and that it was going to move billions of dollars of its currency reserves out of Western banks. If there is any difficulty or delay in Venezuela reclaiming their golden currencies, this could ignite a frenzy by other central banks to repatriate their gold and currency reserves currently stored outside of their borders. The fears by these central banks are that the physical gold they supposedly own has been fraudulently pledged to cover liabilities of exchange-traded funds, or that the gold has been sold to suppress gold prices and was replaced by paper IOUs. The media is trying to downplay Venezuela's action by claiming that President Chavez is merely trying to move reserves beyond the reach of the U.S., British, and other European governments. While this is probably true, what is more important is that this move could lead to potential collapse of major banks and gold and silver exchange-traded funds. 8 months ago, I forecasted gold would reach at least $1,850 by the end of 2011. Now that it has passed that target, the price of gold could quickly reach $2,000 to $2,500. Even if only one of the potential crises I named comes to pass, the prices of gold and silver would soar. There are a growing number of investors that are anticipating much higher gold prices. Late last week, there were over 14,500 December 2011 COMEX call option contracts with a strike price of $3,000 per ounce. There were also 189 December 2012 COMEX call option contracts at a strike price of $5,000 per ounce. Obviously, a lot of professional investors anticipate huge gains in the future. The only way to get ahead of soaring prices is to add to your physical gold and silver positions right away. If you already own positions in gold or silver exchange-traded funds, you may want to sell off these holdings and replace them with physical metals in your possession or stored in segregated accounts under your name. That's it for today. Tune in again next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.